From the Hunger Task Force, submitting an informational report regarding the administration of the food share program in Milwaukee County. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Good morning. My name is Sherry Tussler. I'm the Executive Director of the Hunger Task Force, and I'm a registered lobbyist with Milwaukee County.
And John Janowski, Director of Advocacy for the Hunger Task Force, also registered with Milwaukee County.
We had submitted a report dated September 7th that sort of gives a history of what's happened with food share since the beginning of the year and some of the changes that have occurred. Hunger Task Force has been operating since 2009 at the COGS Center and since March of 2010 at the Robles Center. Recently, we've hired additional staff at UMOS, and we have one advocate who's working with seniors to enroll them in the food share program. Early in this year, Interim Director Lede indicated that the legislature did approve a plan for these geographic consortiums, and so Milwaukee is its own consortium. It will be running, Milwaukee County will act independently in operation of the food share program, but the state will operate the program for us, and they have been doing that since January of 2010. It is important to note that the USDA is ultimately responsible for oversight of the program. 100% of food share benefits are federal dollars. The state receives 50% of its administrative costs from the federal government as well. So the federal government has a certain expectation that any changes to the program that would be significant or change federal law or rule would be approved in advance. Sadly, that was not the case. And the time frame from January through March of this year and even earlier, there was an effort to privatize the food stamp program. We started with about 110 Hewlett-Packard employees and other private sector workers, and during the Badger Care Core Plan rollout period, there was such an overwhelming number of applications, it appears that in retrospect that the state turned to Hewlett-Packard and brought on as many as an additional 300 employees, which was not allowable, which the federal government discovered after the Hunger Task Force submitted a FOIA to the state. We were able to recover the payroll records for Hewlett-Packard and turn that information over to the USDA so that they could come and investigate, and the USDA has ordered corrective action. So the state right now is busy replacing a whole bunch of private sector employees who were interviewing people. It looks like maybe changing things in the CARES worker web and possibly even authorizing benefits. Now we have to hire an additional 300 people who will be state employees working at the COGS Center and in the other locations on Titonia. The state hasn't been super transparent, and that seems kind of obvious after we heard what happened today. We have some very specific concerns. Not only does the state not feel like it needs to call people back or tell people what's going on, but the state also doesn't feel the need to tell constituents what are going on. So the state changed the URL address recently for the online application system and didn't notify the constituents. And we discovered that by our work at the county. And what happened was when we would enter the state's access address, we would get error messages. They didn't bother to reprogram it properly and test it properly over the weekend. And to this day, people are still getting error messages when they use private sector computers, depending upon what their firewall looks like. Recently, the state issued notices to customers, including the DirecTV phone number for your food share interview. So Peyton Manning would answer when you called. 120 people got that letter. We also, years ago, came forward, and I remember Supervisor Jurczyk being concerned about this, but we filed a civil rights complaint with the state of Wisconsin. Obviously, the food stamp program is housed in the Department of Health Services, but so are the staff who investigate civil rights complaints. And so we had to complain to the state agency that was violating people's rights, that they were violating people's rights. So we filed a civil rights complaint with the state Department of Health Services in October of 2009 that claimed that people with limited English proficiency were treated in a disparate way. They were less likely to get their benefits, the correct amount of benefits, or to get their benefits on time. That claim was finally processed in 2010 by the USDA, and it was founded. There is corrective action that's been ordered, and the state does not respond to our request for information about what's going on with our claim. We obviously think that the food stamp program is super important. You're hearing a lot about how it's so over-enrolled or fully enrolled. We have some really tough times. The recession is forcing a lot of people to apply for food stamps that never would have before, and it looks like it might break the federal bank, and so there is some conversation at the federal level about block granting food stamps to the states. That hasn't happened yet, but Milwaukee, and this is the good news, is now 94% enrolled, meaning that 94% of the people who are eligible for the program are receiving the benefit. The concern that we always have are the people who fall through the cracks, the people who don't speak English, people with disabilities, people who can't understand how to use the online system, people who need our help, and that's why we're located at the COG Center and the Robles Center as well. The state has not been able to make a commitment to the Hunger Task Force that it will continue to pay the Robles rent, which was the agreement when we reopened the facility. Hunger Task Force will staff it, provide the computers. The state will provide a troubleshooter. Our rent is due on October 1st, and they can't respond to our emails or our inquiries. The state appears to have also rented the space that we occupy at the COG Center, which is room 105. Through a series of events that we're not still not sure we understand, the state approached Milwaukee County and asked to lease our space, and that lease was approved in an appendix at the May board meeting. And so, in effect, Milwaukee County has agreed to sort of double book a room. And we're hoping that we can resolve that because we think that our advocacy work inside of 105 at COGS has resulted in a lot of people getting served. 27,000 people have been served inside that room since we started 2 years ago. And we'd like to continue to serve because we think that we are a voice of the people that are there who are not getting treated correctly. We're the people who can report back to you about what is going on with the state of events inside of that building. And since the state doesn't feel inclined to report or be accountable to anybody, we think that we can move them by reporting to you as well as the federal government.
And the only thing I would add is everything that Sherry mentioned in terms of the phone numbers that were wrong, communications that we get from clients, because we're there and we're on the ground, that's why we're able to find those things out. And it's not just at COGS, but at Robles and UMOS as well. And just as a little bit of context, as Sherry said, we've served over 27,000 people since we've started our work down in COGS in January of 2009. But we survey every single individual that walks through that door. And just some background on who these people are. Two-thirds of them are unemployed. Two-thirds of them tell us that they're skipping meals because they don't have enough food to feed their household. 41% of them tell us that they've never heard of Access before. So then we talk to them, we work with them to teach them how to use Access, and they tell us that once they go through that experience that they will be using Access in the future, and that's a good thing. Then they don't have to come back to the COGS building necessarily for services. And finally, out of everyone that we've surveyed, 97% of them say that the customer service that we've provided to them is either good or excellent. So we are extremely confident in our staff down there and how well we've educated people but also treated people with dignity and respect. And I think that's a really important function in addition to everything else that Sherry mentioned in terms of the monitoring work that we're doing. And again, thank you very much for allowing us to be on the agenda today. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Supervisor Harris.
Thank you, Chairwoman. I just want to say that I did receive a call from Sherry, I think a couple of days ago, in regard to this particular situation, and I had the opportunity to speak with a couple people on this particular situation.
We're actually going to have to stage remain to the administration of the food share program in mm-hmm. Milwaukee County and not discuss the space issue or the contract issue. So we will get to that. It's not on the docket this month, and we need to remain germane to the item before us.
Okay. Thank you, Chairwoman. I just want to make it clear that her concerns did not fall on deaf ears.
Right.
Okay.
And I think Ms. Tussler has gotten that message clearly.
Yes. I would say that in speaking with all of the supervisors, there's a concern about the state's sort of presentation, the state's willingness to cooperate, and the state's efforts to fairly and properly administer the program to the citizens of Milwaukee County. But as long as the Hunger Task Force is in the COGS building, you can rest assured that if you have trouble with a constituent, as we once did, you can tell them to go to room 105, look for somebody wearing a blue shirt, and we will help them.
Thanks. We very much appreciate that. Thank you. Is there any other questions for Ms. Tesler or Mr. Jankowski regarding the administration of the Food Share Program in Milwaukee County? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.